Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I have a dream. I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. No. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Yes. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring." And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Yeah, it's your boy Piano Man reppin' Lawless Entertainment. You're on the grit grind with TL.
TL.
Hey man, before I kick it off, man, I gotta send rest in peace to my man, LaTre Gibson, man, aka Trey, man, aka Big Bear, man. Hey man, rest in peace to my buddy, man. We sent him home to Philly today to go ahead and start his services, man. He's a good kid, man. Really, really dug it. I call him a kid. It's funny. I call him a kid. He was 35, you know. So to me, he was a kid, you know. So rest in peace, brother, man. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, so I felt it only be fitting to kick the show off with that speech, and we're talking about a speech that really, 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 really said a lot for a 6 to 7 minute speech. So much was rounded up in that, you know, and yet today, the Negro still is not free, you know, and it is really bothersome that the Negro cannot seem to be free, you know, and I'm saying Negro, you know, and somebody right now getting crazy, they're talking about we African-American, we black American. Quit seeking classification. Quit seeking to be put in some type of category and just strive for the first obvious. Be humane. That is the most obvious. Be human. We're not being humane when we're slaughtering each other like that. I mean, hey, you shouldn't kill what you can't eat, okay? And we are slaughtering each other. It's making no sense. I had put out that I was going to start putting videos. Wait a minute, you know what? You are so right. Toya said, TL, is this a new year? You don't do your intro? Happy New Year, y'all. This is my first show of the new year. And with that being said, what's the business? You already know what it is, baby. It's the Chattanooga Street Lawless Radio on live, baby. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend. Bring about four or five friends so we can get it in. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music, baby. Hashtag it's lawless. Hashtag support your local come up. Hashtag the JGL, baby. Hey, the queen may not make it with us, man. She's in a terrible car accident today. She's doing good. She's doing good. So she feels well and everything, you know. But hey, you got to make sure that you're going to get these things checked out, because adrenaline kick in and you're feeling good and ain't nothing bothering you. And next thing you know, my neck and my back. Hey, but back to what I was saying. Thank you, Toya. Hey, man, hey, that ain't nothing but love right there, man. That's when they've been checking out the show, man. That is when they've been checking out the show, when they tell you what you're supposed to say. Toya, that's why I get a production job on the show. Hey, but no, like I was saying, man, I put out that we would be taking in video submissions for Lawless Entertainment Magazine. We launched Lawless Entertainment Magazine new year, brought it in. The first actual edition won't be out until March 1st, but we put out a New Year's edition, just a sample, something for y'all, and it was actually dedicated to the fourth quarter TV show. You know, so we went ahead and put that out there, you know, just to give y'all something and to promote, you know, a TV show that we believe in, okay? But when I put that word out there, we be taking videos. You do not want to see all the videos we got, okay? You know I don't use profanity and all of that on the show, but I have to say this song title. The song title is Boss Bitch. The young ladies appear to be no older than 14 or 15. And one of the verses, the young lady says she'll go down and she'll swallow you whole. Okay? Now, what is this 14, 15-year-old girl talking about going down and swallowing whole? Now, am I actually supposed to put that on something? Again, this is a kid. And you cannot be permitted to have sexual intercourse under the age of 18. So, again, I ask you, am I supposed to put that song on my magazine? You know, and, you know, just going through all of the things that I was submitted, you know, of course, you know, everybody want to send you the link with somebody getting beat down and all of that stuff there, and that's all I'm getting. But when you sit and you look at what we have going on and you listen to the I Have a Dream speech, you know, honestly, you feel like you've cheated a lot of people. You've cheated Megan Evers. You've cheated Martin Luther King. You cheated Jesus Christ. These people who have all laid down their lives for you to be in a better position, yet you don't take this position. I was watching a video with some young lady, you know, telling this girl how dirty she was, how bummy she was, because she had on $200 shoes. You know, she looked like she was about 15, 16. You know, $200 gym shoes with less than 2 cents worth of common sense. And I'm going to tell you how I know she had no common sense, because she was constantly poking and pushing the girl, poking. She was poking at this girl, and she had the audacity to stand beside her not paying attention. Well, we know where this video is going. She got the dust mites beat up off of her. You know, now I'm not saying I condone it or anything like that, but you got on $200 gym shoes without 2 cents worth of common sense. But you have all of these people, Malcolm, you know, all these people that have died to get us, you know, into a better position. So when I listen to that, honestly, I really feel guilty, because it's like, wow. Y'all lay down your lives for nothing. I'm not going to give us a song of a moment, but, you know, honestly, I can't lie. It's our jobs as adults to teach. We are the educators. The teaching goes beyond the schools, and people have really got to face and accept that. Teaching goes beyond the school. You know, when everybody's trying to give these teachers a bad rap and all of that stuff there, please understand, teaching goes beyond the school. It goes beyond the school teacher. You teach your kids. You teach them. So for the young lady, and then this is the bad part, I am hearing, you know, that the person videotaping, and you can hear toward the end of the video where the little girl is calling for her mama. Well, her mama was the one that was videotaping. Her mama was the one that she was talking to using all of this language. This is her mama. Her teacher. Wow. You know, and that's all you can say at that point. Wow. What else can you say, honestly? What else can you say but wow? And I'm gonna leave it at that. Hey, want to send a shout out to my man Renna C. Congratulations, Renovation is in stores now, iTunes and everything else. Man, y'all look it up. It's going down. Renovation, Man versus Machine 2. This is your man Renna C, man. So digging that, man. Congratulations to my brother, man. It's Lawless. Now let's find that joint for y'all. Where we at, y'all? It was supposed to be right there. Here you go, man. It's Lawless.
Trying to go somewhere, there's always some haters that's giving you frozen glares. Present to to. MBS ensue. The renovation, I'll let the people decide the truth.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No looking back while I wave goodbye. By the end of the day, they don't see a shine. We don't need your sympathy, homie, we gon' be just fine.
Terminal 5 have endured a second day of serious destruction and faced further chaos this week.
4 million buildings in Tokyo, more than 4 million sites around the country.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands.
Down and let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world. No, not the way that you used to. There goes our song. Ooh, it's been too long. I'm running, but I can't escape you.
Gonna dance again. You left me all the-
calling now, 'cause I feel like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your hips, like a baby.
Yeah, man, I got my bills paid and my tank full. Just put another bad chick last night and I'm off work. Got my hustles on the side, but I keep the 9 to 5 the way I'm alright. And I thank God cause I woke up. Cause you know I got the litter see another day. I'm the type of dude that need cake. I'm getting fried before I sleep and then I wake and bake and I'm getting it. Then I flip it, then I'm riding around till it's gone. Shout out to whoever ran around at his home. When I get it, I deserve it, I've been sitting too long. And I'm so turned up cause my dude's getting cake for me. Shout out to all the women who would wait for me. But just pray for me because later I can't trust them, I believe in that faithfully. Yeah,
not everybody put your hands up and rev your head like you don't give a what. It's never too late for me. Spinning right now, you can hate me. Nothing right now, you can say to me. Time to celebrate, cause you know I got my bills paid and my thankful. Just wanna win a magic last night. I got my bills paid and my thankful. Just wanna win a magic last night.
Wanna live once, so I stop and lane quit. Like, hold up, hold up. Your girl already here, but she tell me she about to roll up, roll up. She like, you know what? It's better with the drama, deal with it when I'm sober. You wrong, you do what you wanna do is what I told her. So you know I feel back like the month of October. October, yeah, hopping VIP with the legs, I ain't even had to pay to see. Pouring up, so you know I'm feeling rare and free. Living forever young is what I wanna be, yeah.
But you know, we can only party till the sunrise. Living life to the fullest, but you know I gotta do it till your boy die.
Try to keep this simple, you feel me? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Girl, you got the body of a goddess and you know it's true.
It's true.
Looking at you out the corner of my eye, thinking them I want you.
Thinking them I want you.
Playing hard, ain't giving it up, but that's cool, don't life easy. But baby, can I be your exception? I can get your bills paid and your tank full. I can make it all happen for you tonight. Get your girlfriends and her friends too. I got my homies so we can make it alright. Are you down?
I'ma spend it all. I'ma be a boss and give a damn. about the culture. Back in the days I was little, back in the days I was young. Couldn't care less about the value of a dollar, all I ever did was son. King of the lot I won, what's my prize I win? Haters with these plotting eyes and thirsty souls that's grinning. So tell me how that's winning, if I'm constantly defending my rivals from real life players of real GTA 5 or worse. From all these square ass guys that vandalize, I fail to realize, cause
sounds like game. Why you trying to change me? Why you trying to tell me that it ain't gonna be the same?
Man,
I just wanna ball. I'ma spend it all. I'ma be a boss and give a damn about the cause. Game. Why you trying to change me? Why you trying to tell me that it ain't gonna be the same?
Man,
I just wanna ball. I'ma spend it all. I'ma be a boss and give a damn about the culture.
What the man told my dudes, my dudes told me too. A rainy day is coming, buy a raincoat and some boots. Cause when it rains, it pours, and if it pours, you'll swim. But I ain't buy no boots for rain, too busy buying Tim. Too busy being fresh, too busy being crispy. But when that rain came, my status changed quickly, swiftly. Fresh as hell, crispy into socket. Probably should've listened, I didn't, and I'm sorry.
Game, why you trying to change me? Why you trying to tell me that it ain't gonna be the same?
Man,
I just wanna ball. I'ma spend it all. I'ma be a boss and give a damn about the cause. Game, why you trying to change me? Why you trying to tell me that it ain't gonna be the same?
Man,
I just wanna ball. I'ma spend it all. I'ma be a boss and give a damn about the cause.
Sounds like game.
It's been so long, y'all. Man, two shows, man. This is the first show of the year for me, man. It's been two shows, 2 weeks. I haven't been on, man. And you just be dying for some good music, man. Y'all, man, y'all know I'm not listening to that mess that they got on the radio. Hey, but I got one that I want to put out there, man. And in case anybody think I'm lying, I'm getting ready to post it. I'm getting ready to post it on my page. Y'all can check it out. New York police have come up with a new initiative. It used to be stop and frisk. It is no longer stop and frisk. It is now stop and kiss. Stop and kiss. It says a new NYPD program is stirring more than controversy. The policy that was designed and put in place, the New York Police Department's Stop and Kiss program, in an effort to tamp down the complaints of the New York Police's controversial Stop and Frisk program that critics say targets black and Hispanic men. Critics are calling the NYPD's Stop and Kiss program a violation of privacy. Thousands took to the streets earlier this week to protest the new program. The new policy allows officers to kiss anyone who they believe looks suspicious.
Wow.
Hold on, man. I ain't too. New Yorkers who complain that they have been stopped and kissed say that the new policy is even more intrusive than the stop and frisk policy. You don't say. One New Yorker, Corey Clark, says the new policy is humiliating. Going through my pockets, throwing my stuff on the ground, kissing me on my neck and face. They pushed me against the wall and started nibbling on my ear, he said. Wow. Evan Vincent said, every time I go out and I see a cop, I'm ready for him to come up, ask me a question, and give me a kiss. what's going on in New York, Mayor Bloomberg defended the policy, the new policy, saying this program helps keep New Yorkers safe. If someone is suspected of a crime, officers should be allowed to question them and leave them with a small and reasonable kiss on the mouth. Mark Brennan, a former New York police officer, also defended the program. If you've got nothing to hide, then it's not a problem. They just stop you, ask where you're going, give you a gentle kiss or two, and let you go. Wow! And the mayor don't see nothing wrong with that, y'all. My man can walk up and plant a big wet one on me. And go about his business if he ain't did nothing wrong.
All these outfits got wrong, man. All these outfits got wrong, man.
Hold on, y'all. I'm typing right now. And I'm actually typing what I'm saying. Are they out there? Doggone mine. I think doggone mine, y'all. I'm for real. Hey, man, I know some people call while the music's playing and all that, and you know how people get sensitive. Oh, he ain't picked up the phone for me, so I ain't gonna hit me up 646-478-5209. Man, let me know what y'all think about this new, let me know what y'all. Dana said this is going to be fun for gay officers as they violate homophobic men. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Cassini said, I'm glad I just moved to ATL from New York. I'm glad for you, my brother. I'm glad for you. Sherry said, it is crazy. She was actually making preparations to move, but now she's reconsidering because she has two sons. Yeah, you might not. Well, you're in Atlanta, though. So, I mean, I'm just saying if that's saying anything. All right, man, y'all. Tell me y'all been keeping up with the TMZ. Kanye gone south side on them, man. Well, if you haven't, let y'all be TL bring you up to speed. Kim Kardashian is going into a building where she's accosted by a young man who starts to berate her, call her names, and all of that stuff there. You know, he dropped the N-bomb like it was nobody's business, and after she defended, you know, like, hey, my fiance's black, you know, and my children black, you know, so that's wrong, you know, which my people in interracial relationships, let me educate you. You don't say that because what you're saying is if your fiance wasn't black and your children wasn't black, then it wouldn't be wrong. You know, that is wrong. That's it. That's wrong. That's it. You know, not it's wrong because, you know, the lady that used to clean up behind you is black, or your boyfriend's black, your girlfriend's black, your girlfriend's white, your boyfriend's white, or whatever the case may be. Wrong is wrong. You know, there's no need to justify it wrong. But anywho, you know, he started getting a little out of his skin, so she called Young Yeezy. You know, Yeezus was on the phone. Yeezus heard this. When Yeezus heard this, he went into a telephone book. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, he came out looking like a snitch. And he ran as fast as little feet could carry him because, you know, Jesus can walk on water, but Jesus can't. So he got there as quick as he could, where he stormed off into the chiropractor's office where the young man was having medical or whatever the case was, and he commenced to put fingerprints on the young man and put fingerprints all over the young man, and therein is the story, y'all. Hey, y'all, let me give y'all some music here while I find out who this is calling on this line and want to stay private.
I love looking at your body. I must admit, it's even better when you just
keep
peaceful. So soon the position, I'ma break you off, give you just what you've been missing. From the bedroom to the floor, up against the wall, back against the door. I wanna hear you say my name. You can be the coach, put me in the game. From your head to your feet, ooh, you're so sexy, girl, it's still top of the sheet.
I like it better with the lights on.
Better with the lights on.
Even better when you leave your heels on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can't lie.
Can't lie.
I'm addicted to your booty.
I'm addicted.
I love the sexy body. Love the way you give it.
I like it better.
Let's make a movie.
Can I kiss you right there? Kiss you right there. Ooh, it's so wet,
wet.
Baby, lay back, close your eyes.
Tell me how you like it.
Come and get this big surprise.
Oh, oh, oh.
Sit from your head to your feet. Ooh, it's so sexy, girl. It's stay on top of the sheet.
Better with the light.
Oh, better with the light.
Bye.
man. Y'all listen to Lawless Radio, man. We're seeing on the electrifying, man, on Energy Radio, baby. It's the chairman. Hey, man, the queen is out right now, man, in a car accident, man. The queen is good. Y'all know, take the licking. Keep on ticking. She'll be back in next week, man. It's the first show of the new year for me, man. And, I mean, it's just it. I miss this, man. I'm 2 weeks being gone, y'all. You understand? This is a rush, man. It does it, man. You know, man, send a shout-out to my people, man. Yvette checked in. Rashawn checked in. Mesh checked in. Connie checked in. DJ Praxis checked in. Zandy Shields is checked in, man, y'all. We got some stuff. Me and Zandy coming up. Rockford, y'all ain't ready for Lawless, man. Yeah, y'all. It's about time, man. We came back and planted that flag in Illinois again. I've been gone, and for some reason, I think people think I'm gone. No. Chicago, your bastard child is returning. Hey, man, my man Malik said, no doubt, Tracy. What up? Paper Boy, Chi-Town's in the house. What up? Toy, Chi-Town again in the house. What up? Man, y'all better go to the page, man. Y'all better read that, man. Y'all go read that, man. The Stop and Kiss Initiative by New York Police, man. Let me see who we got on the line here. I got a 239. Who I got on the line up? Hello? Is this my juju? Hello? Is this my juju? Hello? Hey, y'all, we ain't experiencing technical difficulty. This is my grandbaby. He called to check out the show. He's checking me out. You know, everybody want to get in the limelight, man. Everybody want to get their shine on, man. You know, I ain't got nothing but talent in my blood, man. My DNA begats nothing but talent. You know, you heard that Meshach begat and all of them begat. I begat nothing but talent, man, even in my grandkid. Juju, what's going on, baby? I'll let granddaddy. What's the business? So you're not gonna talk. Hey Juju, you stay right there. Hey, I got a 213-714. Who we got on the line? 213, that's Callie. Callie in the house. What's going on, Callie? Who we got? Oh, I know what happened. You was calling to listen, and you accidentally pressed 1. I ain't tripping, man. I'll put you back in the green room, let you finish checking out the show and all of that. But y'all quit being shy, baby. It's y'all Katia, man. It's radio. Holla at your man. Let me know if this year has been good for you, man. We into the 15th day of this year, man. Let me know the year has been good. How has this year treated you so far? I mean, you're still here. It's the 15th, all right? Hey, let me see. We got 4775. We got on the line.
Hello. Is it okay for me to talk?
Man, is it okay for you to talk?
Everybody else being all shy. Let me go on step on in. What'd you do, cuz? How you feel?
Y'all don't know what they put on here, man. They got fucked. They done put fuck. Y'all know it's about to get set up. But first off, happy new year, my brother.
You know what? Same to you, man. Say, how was your holiday? How was the family and everything, man?
Man, let me tell you, man. You know how I love to say smooth and cooling the other side of the pillow, smoothing in the baby's butt, man. I can't lie, man. It was, man. I sat around, man. I enjoyed family, man. You know, with everything going on, man, I can't lie, man. I rarely get to really enjoy my family the way I have, you know, these past few weeks, man. I really enjoyed, you know, got off into board games. You know, they don't play board games no more, you know. So, you know, we've been having board games, you know, playing checkers and stuff, you know. You know, that stuff you have fun at, man. You know, it's really good, man. It's been really good, man. How's everything with you and yours, man?
Oh, you know, I can't complain, you know. Besides, ain't no sense in doing that. You know, that's deep. Board games. Wow. You know what? If you look up family in the dictionary, that's what you get right there. A family around the table playing cards, board games, something like that. That's all right, bro. That is all right. I may have to take that up.
let me tell you, man, let me tell you, it's the fun you get out of it. You know, I'm not no big video game head, man. I'm not big. You know, my kids, they kill. Yeah, they kill video games, man. I mean, they really kill. You know, but you know, I get my boy. You know, he kind of like my twin. You know, he don't like losing, so you know, I beat him on the checkers game. We was at what was it like Cracker Barrel? I beat him on checkers game, and that ain't acceptable. I don't take lose. Hey, let's get us a game, dog. You know, we're gonna keep going until I get one under my belt. You know. So I've been enjoying that. You know, he'll walk up and bring, hey, we gonna get a game going. Hey man, I mean it's something, man. Hey, tell me you seen the New York PD initiative that I just posted on Facebook, man. Tell me you seen.
No, actually, I was looking at the Erykah Badu that you posted on Facebook.
That's Erykah Badu. Damn.
Yeah, hey, there you go. I'm just, you saw it all.
I'm gonna tell you, you better be glad this ain't Lola's right out the dark. Cause I'm telling you, that Ian, I don't know what that is running on him. You know, like I said,
ooh,
he had a lot of water. He had a lot of
man,
water.
Man, that was my question. I wanted to know what was that.
Money,
you know what
I'm saying?
I'll be damn, man. I'm
telling you, it is crazy. I mean, I'm going to go watch that again.
Yes, you're right about that.
Well, man, check this out. The New York police have come up with a new initiative.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Stop and Kiss. No longer hop in prison. You hear me, right? If you are looking suspicious, the police will walk up, they will question you, and then they'll leave you with a kiss, you know, to not be taken, you know, as barbaric as they've been taken. They want to change the way people are perceived.
Wait. Wait a minute. They're going to leave me with a what? A kiss? What?
K-I-S-S. You in the pole, sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S.
No.
Oh, hey, and if they handcuff you, before they kiss you, they got to pay for the room.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. What in the hell is going on in New York City?
Hey, it is scary, man. I had, man, where'd she go, man? Got talking, I done closed it. Oh, girl said she was just considering moving to New York, but she thinks she going to stay in Atlanta. In Atlanta? It's more than the police kissing you guys around here. you don't get kissed by more than the Pope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Especially here. You damn right.
They're going to tie that thing into a ponytail. Put some pink spells on them dreads.
That's a funny story that was an event that you and I were at together, and there was a guy standing next to me, and I asked him the question, hey man, you got a lady up in here?
He said,
no.
Hell no.
And then he came back and said, why you ask? I'm like, oh, what in the hell if I just asked this man? I was trying to ask, but I didn't want to be like, ooh, look at her ass or something like that. You know what I'm saying? That'd be his place. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it was somewhere totally different. I said, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. I forgot I'm in Atlanta. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, hey, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. It ain't all this radio after dark, so I can't go there. But what I will say is I won't say it was a pleasure. I don't know what it was, actually. There was a young lady, and I mean straight centerfold young lady, we put on the plane. And I mean from head to toe. Looked like she was going to be crowned Miss America.
Yeah.
And I looked at Kenny's reservation, and I said, "Wait, I said, hold on." That's a Kenny. So now, I'm in that mode because now I got to prove that this ain't no dude. So now I go and I stand as I watch the young lady board, and I'm watching walk. She's about 11 people in front of me, so I can watch every step she makes, every move she makes. I can watch it, you know, and things are just moving too right for me. You know, and I coat pat down below. I'm coat pat down below. You know, not in the Atlanta way, y'all. Not in the Atlanta way. I'm saying I was looking, but I wasn't looking like that looking. But I'm like, you know, she can't be no he because her face look right up there and you know, they moving. I'm like, you know, looking at hips and everything, like, look at the walking. I mean, got that. I'm going to tell you how bad the girl was. She had females frowning up, like, look at her. I mean, making ugly faces at her, like they wanted to shake her. And I was looking, I wish y'all would. Yes, I do. I wish y'all would. Nah, I ain't going to give no mouth to mouth. I ain't gonna give her no mouth to mouth because I know her name.
Oh.
I know her name is Kenny. Her name is Kenny.
Yeah,
I know that. I'm gonna help her up. I'm copping all kind of feels as I help her up too. I'm telling you right now. Hey, take a part where you say no homo. But I mean, I'm not lying. There was no way you could tell. I mean, honestly, man, I'm looking. It's like, wow, man. I see it every day. I'm glad I'm out of the dating game, man. You know, now I just pray for my children because I hate for one of my sons to pick up a girl and get her to the room, you know, and, like, think they finna get happy, you know. And she said, oops, I forgot to tell you something. Hashtag, I got you. I hate to see. You know, bad tempers and messed up attitudes run in the family. And I got to come and bond them out. I got to bond them out, and I'm laughing all the way. Hey, man, your swipe was bigger than yours, dog.
Hell no, man.
I swear. I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't keep it going. Yes, I would. I'd be on the show just like this right now, pointing out, calling my name. Show a picture. I showed a love shot at the other thing. I just said, leave it alone. I showed a picture. That's all I said. I'm telling you. But I mean, when I first, my oldest son sent me this, he said, oh, man, he said, please look into this and see if this is real or if this is just something on the Internet. So as I look it up, I find it on the Internet. You know, don't say if it's a hoax. Don't say anything. You know, but I mean, you read the story and you watch the video, it's like, man, I hope to God this ain't real. Because guess who won't be visiting New York? Guess who will not be visiting New York? I'm telling you right now.
It's already bad enough. I can't get a big golf. Mayor dictating how big your drink you can buy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, come on,
man.
I don't.
You don't come in the drink, but then let the police tone you down. hold on. Mississippi Red was like, oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I'm telling you right now, it would be, all I can say is, wow. Go there, man. Please, please. Man, I invite y'all to beat me, man. Break bones. Cause heavy lacerations, man. Just whatever you do, keep your lips and your plunge away from me. That's all I ask.
For real. You damn right about that. Can't
do your lips and your plunger away from me. That's all I ask, man. That's all I ask.
Damn,
man.
Skippy.
Yeah.
Damn, Skippy. Damn, Skippy.
Yeah, man. It is something. It's something, man. You know, man, being away for these 2 weeks, man, I can't lie, man. You missed this, man. I missed this. Hey, Reggie and Carla say y'all having too much fun. Yes, we are. Hey, Carla.
We got to, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I'm trying to look at Carla now. Yeah, Carla kind of. Carla, I ain't no disrespect, Carla, but you look suspect. Carla looks suspect. I bet you look like your daddy.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, now I'm not trying to put on blast, but you know, Catrice likes to watch Wendy Williams, and I'm serious. You see that? She's a little suspect. It's a little suspect to me, if you ask me. You know, yeah. And then I'm telling her, I'm like, man, look at her. Nah, she look like her daddy. Shit, that is her daddy. That is somebody's daddy.
Daddy put on a wig and say he's his daughter.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Oh, my God. Yeah, she is definitely suspect to me.
Let me tell you, she was on New York radio. I had tape out, and I got a chance to get out there. And Kat was trying to get me on her show. You know, it's like, man, you get on her show or Angie Martinez show, you know, and that's how you really hit a come up out here, you know. She looks not like she looks now. She's like, you know, like another 200 pounds onto that. You know, she's a big girl, but I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, she's a big girl. But I ain't gonna lie to you. Honestly, I asked my man though. I said, is she a dude though? Cause you know, I'm young at that time, you know. And you know, I wasn't as acceptable of people as I am now, you know, cause you grow up a certain way, you know. Throw bricks and make fun of and all that kind of stuff. You know, I've grown, you know, and you know, it ain't none of my business, you know. But, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be in a room alone with dude if dude is a dude.
No,
man, I'm telling you, man, you got to get on Hustle, man. That's when you come up. Oh, okay. Yeah, but what do I got to do with her? Especially if she is a he. Now, we're going to get past that point yet. We really got past that point, you know. Uh-uh. Come on in here, little boy. I'm trying to make you come up. How you doing?
No.
Help!
Yeah.
It only hurts a little bit.
Don't fight it.
Let me bite your ear.
No, you're right about that. That's man.
She was.
I was watching a show one day, and I just happened to look at her feet, and I'm like, damn, you know, you laying in the bed, and I'm like, damn, who got their shoes in the bed? Oh, that's your feet, baby. I'm sorry. Oh, I apologize. Oh my God, she got to wear 12, man. Jesus Christ, man.
No, you know what's the impressive thing, though? Have you ever watched her pull her notes out for the show?
No.
You have got to watch. She pulled a note from she messed my head up. She pulled a note from under her wig.
Oh, my God.
I have been had been watching her pull notes from everywhere. You know, she pulled notes. And this one day, T.I. was on there, you know, so I'm going to check it out because, you know, he had the little thing going on where he was, you know, him and Tiny, you know, she was his situation, you know. So, you know, they had kind of touched on it, you know, on Twitter. So I wanted to see what he was going to say on her show. So, you know, I tuned in, I'm watching. And she come from under hot dog on the way with a note.
Damn.
In the blue. Please tell.
Nah.
She pulled a note from under her wig. I'm not lying to you.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that was hilarious.
I am still in awe. I'm like, man, that chick is bad. I mean, you know, I had an auntie that we used to make fun of and said that she kept, you know, switchblades and pistols under her wig because her wig was, like, big and froppy. You know, like, man, what do you got under it? Why can't it just sit down on your head?
Yes. One of them Malona wigs. One of them Malona Woods wigs, yeah.
I'll tell you right now. And I knew, hey, Bernice, shoot you in a second. So I believe she had a pistol under that wig. Run up on her if you want to. You think she's going to take off her wig to fight. And then them hollows start coming at you. Yeah, that's when you start realizing you made a bad mistake.
Hate to catch on, Jerry Springer. You know, wigs come off on Jerry Springer, so I hate to catch on, Jerry Springer.
Oh, no, hers come off, too. Hers ain't coming off of what you think is coming off of, though. When hers come off, it's over with.
Yeah, Run for your life.
Run for your life. Run for your life.
Man. Hey. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I just want to personally throw some love out to Angela Martinez. That is, oh, my God. Oh, man. If I wasn't there, I'd go find her. You know what I'm saying?
But now this is a question I have. What if me and her pretend like we married? Then I'm just being a bigamist, you know, and ain't cheating because it's with my wife, even though she my play wife, right? I'm just trying to get a vibe. You know, you tell me the vibe is good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's good. It's cool for me to go in. I got some support from my brother. I'm good with this. You know, I'm not gonna go in unless we all agree that it's good to go in. You know, if we agree now. So now you laugh. You laugh. Is that a laugh as in good? You believe me, or is that a laugh as in woo? Don't try. I don't understand. You got to give it to me. You got to give it to me now. Which one is it?
Everything is worth a try.
Hold on. Your image of this. Now, I got to get a full picture of this. You know, I'm a full picture type of guy. In your vision of this all, does yours end with hot grits in the bed?
Without a
bowl. Because for some reason, mine end like that. For some reason. I can see,
I'm about you caught my eye. You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first. Depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go. I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale. Relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored. Truly, I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see. Wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never.
This is the ladies exclusive, J Rush. This is what we make the ladies say when they get out of our bed. My prisoners mix that shit. We're talking
to a song, but what did you expect out of me? My name in a phone, OMG, oh my God.
Out of me.
God. 2K10, Ill Plague, I see you.
Demo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Demo ENT, and I'm out.
Hey, man, it's the Chairman, man, kicking it with Buck, man. Buck in for the Queen, man. The Queen had a car accident, man. She's good, man, but she's getting them bumps and bruises checked out. Y'all know how she likes to twerk, you know what I'm saying? So she got to make sure that she's in good twerk condition. That's what, hey, good twerking condition. That's it right
wow.
now, my damn Buck. She's in twerking in good twerking condition. And she's so this one out there. My man Brandon, he said, man, it's a cool song. He said, but my man is begging his blank off. He said, can you name me three songs that a woman has begged a man to stay with her or be with her? He said he can put 10 up against any, he can put 10 songs that men have made up against any three songs we can make. I'm sitting here, and I'm all out of reading this. Do you know what a lady begged to do to come back to her or to be with her? Now, killing me softly, I thought, but as I listened to the lyrics, as I said to myself, she not begging. She just, you know, like my man, you're talking too much up there, dog. You're getting me wet over here, and I don't want everybody to know I'm moist. You know? can you make, I at least want to give him one song, bro. I know, come on, between the two of us, dog, we got 80 years, homie. I know we can give it at least one song, man.
What a woman is begging the man, or is that, or
yeah, a woman is begging the man to come back to her want to stay with her or to be with her. You know, stay with her, come back to her, or be with her.
You know what? The only song that comes to mind right now is I think that was by Vesta. Congratulations.
Yeah, but she wasn't begging him. She just said, you know, I saw you and you getting married. I saw an old friend the other day. He said, today is your wedding. I never ran so fast before. I rushed inside the chapel door. You were waiting all alone, waiting for her to carry on. Congratulations. You know, I don't want you to get married without me saying congratulations. You know, to me, I heard the song and saying, she don't know what she's getting herself into. And I'm just so happy you done found a chick, so you quit blowing up my phone, stay off my Twitter, quit texting me, get off my Facebook. I'm tired of you liking my Instagram pictures. That's what I took the phone to mean.
Me personally, you know, being the scorned man that I am, if my baby mama to my wedding told me congratulations, man, y'all got to get Chicago PD out here. This ain't something wrong. This ain't right. I don't trust this.
You're Kanye.
Oh, man. And as a matter of fact, and this is no joke, my wedding was held outside in my backyard. And during the wedding ceremony, my baby mama was going up and down the street honking her horn, trying to disrupt the wedding.
Please say you playing with me.
Nah, man. And then the thing was, my daughter was there, and she said, "Daddy, what's wrong with mama?" I just had to tell her, "Your mama crazy." And she came back. She said, "You know what, Daddy? I think you're right. Mama is a little crazy." And that was at 5 years old. So yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. See, that's when you gotta tune the frequency on the D down sometimes. You feel what I'm saying? And I mean honestly, you know, fellas be messing up and they'll be understand. You know, you go in, you know, for the kill, you know, and you got full power D. You can't go in with full power D all the time. You gotta tune the frequency down, little D at a time. Inch it up, you know, just gradually turn it up, you know, each time, you know, and then like she gets that look in the eye, like, okay, this is enough right here for her. I can't go beyond this setting, and you leave it at that setting, you know, because you mess around and get what was old girl name in Fatal Attraction? What was her name? Gwen?
Glenn Close.
You can't give. You know, I saw one day so good, man, I made the chick stab me because I told her she couldn't have no more. She stabbed me. She stabbed me. She was sick. She wanted it. I said, no.
Hey, Kevin, hold tight.
I was trying to be nice to her. You know, y'all know how it is there once in a while. You know, you
go down with all that because you on the air right now, so hold on with that sexy-ass husband thing right now. Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. Dr. Patterson's on the line.
Hey, I'm sorry.
What happened? What the business is?
y'all done called me out. Look at it.
Sexy husband.
Hey, you want to take a walk through
New York, sexy husband? Let the police pull you over.
Oh Lord, no, not New York, God no.
Mm-hmm. Man, that blaster three-way caller, man. That's your number, get you want me?
Hey, come on now. Now that you want, tell me. Name for me one song. I ain't gonna give you the challenge my man gave us. He gave us three songs. Name to me one song. We know there's a million songs with men begging a woman to come back to him, begging a woman to stay with her, begging a woman to be with him. Name for me one song where a woman is begging a man to come back, to stay with, or to be with her.
Nina Baker song, isn't that Nina Baker song? But,
Come on.
Oh, I'm stumped. Yeah, wait a minute, there's a Tony Braxton song, too. I don't know the name of them.
I don't know the Braxton, may not be banging nobody. I ain't gonna tolerate that. She only had to call me one time. She said I'm a smoke signal and I'm off in the crib.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Baby, come back. Oh, my goodness. What is that? Need a, Tony Braxton song. I don't know. I'm stumped.
Baby, come back. What?
Wait a minute. So she was doing that one like baby. She
I don't know, man. It's like it's something that is like baby, come back to me. I'm saying Anita Baker, but I'm thinking Anita Baker had a whining song. She whined all through the song.
Yeah, they had the same haircut. You probably can't tell them apart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The doggone song, because I know what you're talking about.
It's either Anita Baker or Tony Braxton. I'm telling you, they were begging. They were like, begging.
Baby, come to me. Because I love
you. Who was that?
That wasn't Anita, was it?
It was Anita. Yeah. She had a wine, so she begged all through the song.
comes to mind, but it's really not on the begging line that we're talking about.
Yeah, If they happen to be around TL, you know what I'm saying, this is the middle of the night, they ain't too proud of that. You know, I ain't too proud of you either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the type of guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm naturally like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good Christian. You know, I'm going to get to everybody that begs for me. That's what I do. So she be like, TL, can I get out of the way? Here you go. She dances on the pole, but I ain't throwing dollars. Oh no! Come on, y'all. I know we got one more song in us, y'all. We got one more song in us.
Okay, hold on. Yes, I'm gonna find another one. I know Tony Braxton has some begging ones too.
Who begging?
Unbreak My Heart is not a begging one. She.
Yeah, it ain't a begging. Okay, what about this? Beyonce, you know, she like begging my man to not beat up and no more and not put her down. And do that count? She's more than what he made of her. She followed the voice he thought he gave to her. You know, maybe that ain't.
What about another sad love song?
It's just another sad love song. Now she talking about she was listening to Eminem and the Blue Nose Begging.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you hear baby singing in the background?
Tony Braxton got one with Babyface, Hurt You.
Yeah, that's a new joint, right?
Yeah.
Yo, we're going to have to check that out to see who begging. Somebody begging. Somebody begging.
Hey, listen, Caprice, before you go.
TL
and I both say that Wendy Williams is a man. I'll see you later, sweetheart.
Oh, man.
She's a man. How you doing?
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
How you doing? All right, y'all. We got two songs. We continue in this next week because I want my doggone song.
Yeah,
we got it. Because, I mean, honestly, that's like a baby, I'm leaving you. Okay, go ahead, go. You know what I'm saying? And flip side. Baby, I'm leaving you. Please, baby, don't go. Wait a minute. Let's talk about this. If you leave the monkey behind, if you're going to go, leave the monkey. I mean, come on. Don't let me get your hand in. I don't know, man. So, hey, but he raised a good. Hey, I won't lie. It was very valid. He brought up, and now he done gave me homework because I'm finna go and study this.
Yeah. Exactly. You ain't the only one. You are not. I'm a Googling begging.
Women begging. Don't type in begging, because you know who won't come up if you just type in begging.
Hell, never the Looney Moat.
Oh, yes.
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 He coming in.
Good one.
Don't just type in begging. I used to call Keith Sweat. But every time I got something to eat, oh man, it make no difference how much I fail. Every time I got
he
something
right
there, I'm going to eat a little bigger. Get away from me, Keith Sweat.
Just give him some already.
Let me tell you the bad part, man. My man was up at George's Music Room, man.
Uh-huh.
It was a hot minute ago, man. It was right after that Right and Wrong Way it came out, man. My man was up there, and he was supposed to be driving down to Barney's. You know, Barney's probably, what, it's like 2.5-3 blocks away, right?
Mm-hmm.
This son of a gun was driving slow. He was driving slow in this car. This man looked like he had a funeral concession line behind him. He had, without exaggeration, at least 50 to 60 women walking behind that car as he went, as he left George's music room to go to Barney's. I said, ain't this yes, they were on feet. It was a parade. They had already listened to him whine at George's. Remember, George's had a stage on the side, and then Barney had the one to the back. So he going over to Barney. Now finna do a little in-store thingy-piggy. I looked and I saw all these doggone ladies, and I said, yeah, Keith, you got it, dog. You got it, Keith. He got it. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't have saw it. If I wouldn't have been there to see it with my own eyes, nobody could have convinced me. I would have told them. Ain't nobody chasing that wine, and they throwing eggs at them. No, they weren't. They followed that man. I thought he was a Pied Piper. I ain't talking about R. Kelly. I'm talking about that white dude that made all the kids leave the town.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'll be there.
Yes, man. I mean, it was, all I could say was, wow, this was something, man. And watching them, and they on feet. And, you know, usually only see women, you know, in that area walking like that. You know, when the bus breaks down, they trying to go get them damn food stamps. There wasn't no food stamps around for this. Wasn't no food stamps around for this one. They said, no, we want to be with them. Hey, it was scary. It was, all I said is it was scary. It was scary. It was truly scary. I said, forget it. Forget it, forget it. Man, fuck, man. Give people a shout out, man. Tell them what they can check out, man, on Bucking Off, man.
Man, you know what? Bucking Off will have a, slowly but surely, he will have a comeback.
Right now, he's
a little hiatus. You know what I'm saying? And definitely against my will, I must say. But
right.
Bucking Off will be coming back. And my first episode back, I want to bring up the conversation of some of these children's names and why you are naming your child Akawande. And he ain't nowhere from Africa. You know, I can see if he was, you know, FOB, fresh off the boat. You know what I'm saying? But he was born to Keisha and Lindell, and named their offspring Akawande. So I want to get into that, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not understanding where we coming from with all this, you know.
Hey.
I thought all that died with Shaniqua, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But,
hey. No. They have gotten original. I got this young lady, you know, that works for me, and I can't get her name right because I'm sorry, I can't get her name right. So everybody keep looking at me because I can't get it right. You know, I come up with everything, Mfume, Mfutu, and YouTube. So I just call her, hey. If everybody keeps getting mad because I mess up her name, what am I supposed to call her? Hey, she answered. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? It sounds like some of that doggone Cialis or some of that medicine that's gonna cause you anal leakage and blindness and irritation. It sounds like some bad medication, man. You tell me them names are different than the medicine names, man. You tell me that.
We are running out of ideas on what to call our children. You know.
What's the name?
So before you,
I'm gonna name them for you. That means king in African.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
God. You got some African dudes talking about. That means king.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I'm just saying, y'all. How you doing?
For real.
For real? Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Let's get out of here, man. I'm going to leave y'all, man, with the four King I Have a Dream speech, man. Y'all remember, you know, the birth of the king, man. Even though y'all going to wait to celebrate it on Monday, you know, it is today, man. And, again, man, we got to remember, you know, this speech, when you listening to this speech, when y'all get ready to put up these videos about these kids beating each other down and all of that stuff there, y'all got to understand, for y'all to say that this speech was so important, for y'all to say that this speech really meant something, for y'all to say that this speech was as significant as it is, you know, when y'all doing all of that right there, y'all are totally going against it because, you know, once again, I say to you, the Negro still is not free.
No, sir.
You know, the Negro is a prisoner of himself now. He's a prisoner of himself now. He needs no outside sources, you know, to persecute, to belittle, berate, or anything. He does that to himself now. You know, you got little girls walking around with $200 shoes bragging that they got $200 shoes on without 2 cents worth of common sense. You know,
getting
and
all that.
That's acceptable. That's acceptable. She got on $200 shoes, and her mama, you know, put something on the light bill because she paid a whole light bill. She put something on the light bill. But she paid $200 for the shoes, you know. Y'all really have got to listen to these words because, honestly, you know, the dream that he had is actually the nightmare that we're living. You know, and it's not a nightmare because of design. It is a nightmare because this is the way we've allowed it. We've accepted it. We've steered it. You know, I mean, snitches get stitches, but if something happens to my family, tell me. You know, real G's don't tell. Real G's don't tell, but if I'm killed, tell my mama. You know, it is being real to play knock 'em out on an unsuspected person that has no idea they're about to get hit. You know, that is real. You know, that is keeping it real. You know, I mean, we got to be 100% real with ourselves, y'all. You know, why are you talking about whoever is not showing no love to your community? You ain't showing none to yourself. You know, and there's got to be a reason everybody's moving out of your community. If you look around, all your doggone houses are empty. There's got to be a reason everybody's moving out of the community. Nobody wants to live in a zoo. Nobody wants to live in the jungle. Nobody wants to step beyond enemy lines and live in a war zone. So this is what y'all have got to think about, and y'all got to take a look around. You know, everybody's talking about they keeping it real and they getting that money. You're keeping it real and you're getting that money, and you're getting 20 years at 17, or you're getting a casket at 17. You're not only getting a casket at 17, but you're leaving your family with a $6,000 to $7,000 funeral expense because you didn't have no insurance. You didn't have no money set to the side because there is no 401k for gangsters or pretend gangsters. There is no 401k. There is no insurance plan for gangbangers. There is no insurance plan. There is no 401k. There is no profit sharing for being a dummy on the street.
Great.
So we got to think about what it is we're doing, and you don't take a life if it is not to feed yourself. You know, I got the opportunity today to see something that is a rarity where I come from. Rest in peace to my guy, Trey. I felt good standing over Trey today because Trey died from a heart attack. I'm not used to black men dying from natural causes. I'm used to black men dying at the hands of other black men. He died from a heart attack. Still too young, it's still a hard pill to swallow, but at the same token, I feel good in saying that he wasn't stolen from this world. He was not taken. You know, his life wasn't cut short. He was actually called home. That is called God's will.
heart attacks, cancer, things of that nature. These are things that, you know, you really can't control. The flip of a switch, it happens, you know. And then you have somebody to say, if God didn't intend for the person to die, they wouldn't die when they got shot. Well, I mean, don't sound like a dummy, because God didn't tell you you're going to shoot them, fool. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let's be realistic, you know, when we're talking about this. And y'all have got to take control of your neighborhood. Take control of your doggone kids. You know,
please,
actually,
yeah.
Stand up and do something. You know, you have got to. You know, my kids are a testament. Yes, I put hands all over ass to send DCFS or anybody else you want to send to this house. They walk in, they're getting carried out, because it is my way for my family. And my family is going to be honorable. I'm going to have honorable men. I'm not going to have boys of man age. I'm going to have men. And discipline comes with that. So as y'all listen to this speech, I need y'all to keep that in mind. You know, don't listen to it because it's trendy to say, I love Martin Luther King, or it's trendy to say, hashtag, I have a dream. Don't listen to it for that. Listen to it verbatim, every single word that he's saying. Process. Take in this information, y'all. And I'm going to catch y'all back here next week, man, doing the same thing. That is support your local come-up, man. Y'all catch me back here. The queen will be back. Man, y'all make sure y'all go and check out Lawless Entertainment Magazine. That's LLEMag.com, man. And I'm going to catch y'all, man. And let's take care of ourselves and each other, all right? It's Lawless.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring." And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."